Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch.
Yay.
Happy Thursday. We're back together.
We're back and it feels good.
Here we are. It does feel good. It feels so much better. Zoom is just like, Zoom blows.
Zoom sucks.
When we have to do it on Zoom. So I'm thrilled that we are back together. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday,
as
everyone.
As we're recording this, Taylor Swift is on the stage.
Yes.
In
Did you do
Zurich?
Your mastermind?
No, I didn't. I forgot. I kept seeing the tweets, and I thought that I was too late, and it turns out I was like an hour ahead of time, and I could have done it. I'm so pissed off.
Let's see where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
I don't understand how people get in the hundreds. How do people score over?
People are
how do people
good
score
at that
over
game.
50?
I don't even know. I think that like
wrong. Lover bodysuit wrong.
Damn
the man
it.
Jacket. Ooh, I did get the lover guitar right.
Ooh.
And the fearless dress.
Ooh, okay.
I got the red shirt wrong. Mm. The Speak Now dress wrong.
Of course.
Reputation outfit. Of course,
always
I got that right.
Two.
Yeah, that's automatic 2 points.
Yep.
But she's not on Folkmore yet.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So that's where she is at the show at this point at 2:06 Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
She's in Zurich right now. And then I think this weekend she goes to Milan.
Yep.
So that's exciting. Good for her. She's a woman on the move.
I'm so jealous of the people going in Milan. My cousin's going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I just, you know, it just would make sense for everyone keeps asking me, are you going? Are you going?
I honestly thought maybe
I
you
know.
Would've. Yeah,
I know,
tough.
But it's the week after our break. If it was over break, I
for
feel
sure.
like I maybe could have found a way to sneak my way there, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Two of my friends from the trip I was just on, I think I said this the other day, we're going to the Zurich shows.
Oh.
And the one that was Tuesday, my friend was like, go straight to Zurich, just come to the show. It was like that night as we were leaving. And I was like, fuck, like, what if I just did?
Imagine.
And I was like, no, I can't. I didn't have an outfit. I was like, I can't show up without
an
outfit.
Without an outfit. Well, you could have worn that snake dress.
Oh my God, I could have.
Yeah.
I wore it the night. No, I would have outfit repeated for that. Yeah, that would have been so sick.
But
you
that's
know,
a lot.
Listen, we're acting crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I do think. And I'm putting it out in the universe because I want it to happen, but I do feel like we have one more show in us. Like I think so too. Before the end of the year.
Yeah, I would be really disappointed if we didn't get one more.
At least one more.
Yeah.
I've got my eyeballs on Miami, of course.
Yes,
because
so
it seems the most accessible. A lot of people are saying Indianapolis might be the show, but it's because I think it's going to be really hard to get in that one.
Because it's the last one, right?
The last US
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like ever, so I don't know. And
what
Canada's
the
difficult.
Last one? Vancouver or Toronto?
One of them, somewhere in Canada.
Okay.
It's like December 9th, I think, is like the last one.
Okay.
So, but I just think that there's one more in our future, putting out in the universe.
Yeah, manifesting.
Manifesting.
Yeah.
Gotta do it. But other than that, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Honestly, I slept like a freaking rock last night.
Ooh,
like,
so
slept
I,
through five alarms.
Oh, God.
I woke up, my ring was in the side of my underwear. Isn't that crazy?
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Maybe it fell off and you like rolled onto it.
I think I was like just literally like so deep in the mode. I don't even know. But
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I woke up at like 10, so confused. Like I had like four alarms going off. I had some texts being like, you need to wake up. Like, what are you doing? I was so confused.
Yep.
But I got this game called Animal Crossing.
Oh, bitch. You think I don't know about Animal Crossing?
Oh, you do know?
I'm going to tell you about this, actually.
Okay.
I think I sent it to my brother last night. But and shout out to my brother who, I know Animal Crossing has been around for a while.
Yeah.
He has been on it like nobody's business for a long time. So when I was with my family a couple weeks ago, he was showing me his like island that he made.
Mm.
And he's like, I've been working on this for a while. He's like, I want to show you. He's like, I know you don't really like games because he's a game guy. He's like, I don't really like games, but I really do think you'd like this one.
You would
like,
love
you should
it.
Maybe get a Switch and like do it. And I was like, you know, whatever. And he shows me it, and he showed me the garden that he made. It was the most beautiful garden I've ever seen.
Yes.
Like, even virtually, it's like a beautiful thing. He has all of his townspeople.
No.
He has like a port. Like, it was so intense.
It's beautiful.
And it was amazing. And now all of a sudden, so then I saw you posting about it, being like, I'm addicted to it. So maybe I need to get a Switch because I don't have any of those things.
Yes.
But you know who else I saw playing it? Danny Trejo.
Kelly,
I love.
I literally sent that tweet to my friend and I was like, oh my God, I have to play Animal Crossing now,
like,
because I saw that picture of him too. And he's like,
yeah,
it's my favorite game.
Yeah.
I played it when I was really young, like 10, 11, 12 on the DS.
It used to be a computer game, right? On the DS.
Yes.
I think that's when my brother played it too.
Yes.
You guys are around the same age.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That makes sense.
So it was huge on the DS. And then I played during COVID and
ooh,
I was addicted during COVID.
Ooh.
Like every day my mom would be like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm literally building I'm building my village. Like, please, like, don't disturb
like, me.
I'm collecting
alone.
Rocks. I'm collecting wood. Like,
right?
I have to build my
but
village.
What do you have to do? I forget because Sam was just showing me everything, but I'm not sure what do you have to do to get all the stuff? Like, do you have to play games and stuff?
No,
to get
so
it?
It's like, it's kind of like a life, like the whole premise of the game is like, oh, you're like on a deserted island and yeah. like you want to build a town basically.
Right.
And so you like chop down trees, you like hit rocks, you go fishing and mm-hmm. you sell the stuff and you collect like
I
material
see.
And you build things
oh,
with
obsessed.
The material. It's never in my
Maybe
life
I
have I felt
one.
So zen in my
Ooh,
life.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yes.
Maybe I should get one.
Because
okay,
you
okay.
really just turn your brain off.
Yeah.
You're just so focused
Could
on
I
like...
Could I do that and like listen to an audiobook at the same time? You think it's too much focus on the game?
I think you might... I don't know, honestly. I tried to watch Love Island while playing and I couldn't because I was like,
yeah,
I have to pay
Love
attention.
Love Island is different though. Love yeah. Island is different. I feel like I do a lot at the same time as audiobook. I'll have to see. I think I'm going to get
I
it
I think
now.
Maybe you could do audiobook.
My brother really, he like sold me on it. And I kind of forgot about it the last couple weeks, but we keep talking about it. Like when Danny Trejo posted, I
yeah.
was like, "Oh my god!" Like
yeah.
if Danny's playing it, then like we yeah. should play it.
Like
and
I'd never
now that you posted it, I'm yeah. kind of I don't want. I feel left out now. Now
yeah.
I have FOMO.
Yeah. Yeah. I never understood like meditation and everything like that, but now I get it because
now you get
it's
it.
Really relaxing.
It
that's
seems
the main.
So
that's why
fun.
I love it so much. Is that it's just so relaxing.
There's the
no
garden
stress.
Really sold me. Like
yeah.
being able to like get flowers and like mm-hmm. build it. Like he literally had like
you can
he has like an estate.
Trees.
Like he showed me all of his room. Like each room is like a different theme for
yeah,
his
yeah,
house.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just have to show you my garden. And he has a vineyard, like a all these
oh,
tree or an orchard, apple orchard.
Hilarious.
Like
yes,
it was
I
just,
had an apple orchard
just
too.
Beautiful stuff.
In 2020,
like,
mine was fully like blown
Ooh.
Out, like really nice. But I
wow.
decided to start over because I
That's
wanted
fair.
To start from scratch.
Well, it's
yeah.
a new, yeah, it's a new dawn, a new day,
exactly,
a new life,
exactly.
And you're feeling good,
exactly.
So, oh, good. Okay, well, I'm glad to know. I'm gonna add that to my cart as soon as we're done with this.
Yeah, literally.
Very exciting. I'm trying to think.
Anything
you're
new
playing
with
Animal
you?
Crossing? I'm not. Nothing really new with me. On my
how was your travel day?
Nightmare.
Oh,
absolute nightmare. And only because of JFK. Everything else was relatively fine.
Of
so the
course.
Thing that happens is the place that I was at in Greece is kind of remote. And so, you know, you fly, or at least I flew into Athens, and then you take a quick little, like, 1 hour flight over to where mm-hmm. to Thessaloniki, which is where, you know, you drive from there to get to wherever I need to go.
Right.
So, but in Thessa Airport, the planes are all small. It's like... basically a bunch of Spirit planes, mm-hmm. like it's like Sky
like
Express.
Like Ryanair
or
and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Not
yeah.
even Ryanair, oh. like just like Sky Express and like Aegean and like all
okay,
these
I know
ones
Aegean.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so Sky Express I think is like a Delta partner. So whenever I do book through Delta, it like puts me on those flights.
Okay.
And love Delta, fucking hate Sky Express. Hate.
Any
no
of those,
organization.
Yeah, any of those little airlines
yeah.
like that, brutal.
And so it's always delayed. Like they always take forever to, I don't know what the system is in that airport where like I've never taken off from that airport on time, like going or coming, like
yeah.
never.
Yeah.
And so I, of course, my connection, there was like 2 hours between. And because we were delayed like a fucking hour, I had to sprint through the Athens airport. You have to go through security again to like go back through. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And so I just ran for my life, made it on my flight. Then it was fine. Then it was 10 hours of disassociating.
Yeah.
You know, just lovely time. Shout out to Deb on my the flight attendant on.
Shout out Deb.
In Delta One. Shout out to
Deb. I love a bitch named Deb.
No, she was amazing. She was
like,
so sweet.
I don't think I've ever met a girl named Deb that I didn't love.
She was great. She was so kind. She was really nice to me. I like passed out asleep like pretty soon after we ate because it was super early. We had to leave at like 6 a.m. to get to, my first flight was at 9. My second one was at like 10,
okay.
you know, or 11 o'clock, whatever, 11:30. And so we quickly ate lunch, whatever, and then I passed right out, and she was just really nice. She made sure I had everything. She's always checking on me. You know, do you want another glass of sparkling wine? Yes.
Oh,
like, you
love.
Know, just lovely, lovely
Thank
woman.
You, Deb.
So shout out to Deb. So kind.
Nice
then,
flight attendants, like, really make
it's
a
just,
difference.
Yeah, it's just lovely.
Yeah.
And she was great. So shout out to her. But then once I got to JFK, I was met with the horrible, horrible surprise of the Uber Lyft situation. You can no longer just get it up to your terminal. They put you on a bus and they bring you like over the fucking highway somewhere else. And I saw
Wait,
yeah
out of the
you walk out of baggage
you go through
claim
customs
no you walk yeah you go through customs there's
yeah.
baggage claim there
yeah, yeah.
and you walk out and usually right there there's like
yeah.
all, it's like B4,
yeah,
D4,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's all, the only thing you can get there now is taxis, and there's a taxi line, and then there are all these buses lined up, and you have to get on, and they bring you to another place for Uber or Lyft. And I said, I don't know where those buses are going, but I have a feeling it's going to take me a long time, so I'm just going to wait in this taxi line. Mm. Taxi line took an hour still. Oh. People not wanting to do the same thing I did, basically. Mm. Fucking ridiculous. Yeah. It was a billion degrees.
I was wearing
a
sweatshirt and long leggings. I don't get why airports do that.
No, it was fucking insane. But then I talked to Rhea, because they just got back from London a couple days ago, and she said that they did take the shuttle.
Oh.
And that they took them literally, like, on the highway, like, a totally far remote location, like, so far away. And I was like, what the literal fuck is going on?
I don't understand
right
why airports do that. O'Hare is the same way. Like, you have to, and even, I don't know
Newark,
if it's LaGuardia
like
or someone else. Yeah, maybe it's Newark. I don't remember. You have to take a train to get to a different terminal to get an Uber. It's like, why can't I just get a fucking Uber right here?
It's insane.
It makes no sense.
I understand that they're trying to minimize congestion or whatever, but I think
but
that when
cars come into the terminal anyway.
Their cars come into the terminal anyway, but also I don't see anything wrong with that, like, meet at the specific pickup points. Mm-hmm. Like, that is completely fine. Yeah. And I never had an issue with that. And I thought, even JFK, which is, like, notoriously shit, I thought was completely fine in doing that. Like, I never really had an issue. My issue always with them is that it's just so far away. Like, it's an hour and a half every time I want to get home.
Yeah.
But with this, it took me 3.5 hours to get home.
That's fucking crazy.
It was insane.
I
so
kind
that
of, I realized that I can take the subway to JFK. I didn't realize
that. Oh, yeah,
you
can. You can, yeah.
And, yeah, so I just took the E, and it was so nice. It was easy for me to get
it's
home,
honestly.
It's a
long-ass ride, though. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, it was like 45 minutes.
And then you still have to take, like, the air tram, right? When you get
yeah,
on
you
the
take the air
it?
Train to Jamaica, and
right.
then you
and
take
then you
the
go
subway. Or you could take the LIRR. But I was like, I might as well just take the subway.
I always am wanting to maybe do that. The only problem with I would
it's
sooner go
takes,
to Penn
if,
Station, yeah. And also my bags.
It feel,
it's a
yeah,
lot
the
of
bags,
stairs.
The
it's
bags.
A lot of stairs.
If I didn't check a bag to Italy, so
oh,
if
right.
I had,
also,
I would have just Ubered.
Right,
but
sure.
yeah, I've been
okay.
trying to be better about taking the train because mm-hmm. every time I Uber, I'm like, oh, it's just so easy for I just Uber. Like, it's easier.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, it's not. Like, it's a pain in the ass to get an Uber. And then sitting in traffic is awful. I think I'd rather just suck it up and take the train.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The train ride is never that bad.
No,
for me, the anxiety lies with dealing with my bag. That's
yeah, the
it
bags,
for the train
yeah,
travel.
Yeah.
Because, but then it's like, which anxiety do I want? Dealing with my bag and throwing my back out, trying to lug it down the fucking subway stairs, or anxiety of sitting in traffic in the Uber on the way to JFK, being like, I'm not going to get there in time to check my bag, and they're
yeah.
going to turn me away.
Like, yeah,
it's always like I worry about that. I'm not very good when it comes to going to the airport early. I used to be an early airport girl, and now I don't like sitting.
I know,
in there.
Same, and
I
feel like
I
lost
there.
my white people gene that makes
oh, yeah,
me
that makes
go to the airport 7 hours early.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't have it
but I need
anymore.
To reinstate that fear in me because
same.
I've been showing up a little bit too close to call sometimes.
Me too.
And the airport really, really, really triggers my anxiety to
big
the
time.
Nth degree where I become like a bitch. Like,
no, I'm
if someone
I'm a
like bumps
person.
Into me.
Oh,
oh yeah. I'm vile to be around in the
absolutely
airport.
Absolutely vile in the airport.
So
the only thing about the airport or no a lot of things about the airport that need fixing obviously but my main issue now and something that I've noticed the last few times I've been traveling is that there for some reason we as a society have lost the sense of urgency at the airport and we're all in
yeah.
a rush okay
yeah.
and I don't care if Joe Blow and his wife are coming you know leaving New York and going back to their bumfuck wherever the fuck and they show up 5 hours early and
yeah.
they're taking their sweet ass time they don't know what to take what to put in the bins what to do whatever and it's like
oh the bins
no I can't
I can't
that. And I don't care if you don't know what to do. That's all fine.
Yeah.
Then ask. Don't sit there and look around with your head.
What
am I doing? Like, that's not what needs to happen here. We need to make haste.
Efficiency.
Because not everybody got here 5 hours early. Some of us are bored in 20 minutes and we need
yeah.
to get the fuck on the
plane.
So everyone needs to be rushing so we can be more efficient. And I just don't understand why people don't understand.
That's why
it. It's crazy to me.
Refuse. If like an airline fucks up and doesn't put pre-check on my ticket, like
I
will wait in the line. Like same. I don't care. I'm getting pre-check on my ticket because I have global entry. So
same.
So it's automatic pre-check.
By the way, all those things, 100% worth it.
Oh,
pre-check, global entry. I have all of it.
Global entry
fucking
clear. Is so clutch when it comes to travel. If you travel a lot to obviously different countries, it just makes coming back to the States so much quicker, so much easier. Like, it's actually kind of crazy how much easier
it is. I came through in
3 minutes. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No line. They go in. Oh, I'm sure you saw. They go in. They scan your face.
Yes.
And then
it's
you go up
crazy.
To them. No, it's nuts. And
yeah.
then you go up to them and they're like, yeah, you're good. Like, they don't even look at your passport.
It's crazy.
They just scan your face.
But honestly, it's kind of getting to the point where everyone has global entry now. So, like, when I got back from Italy, the line was, like, kind of long. And I was like, but it still went fast.
Still better than that fucking snake line that takes 3 hours.
It still goes so much faster. Yeah.
You know what the problem is? That there's just too many people. There's too many people in this world.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the people. But anyway, the travel day sucked, but I did get home, ordered myself a Big Mac meal and a McChicken.
Yum.
Inhaled all of it in maybe 10 minutes total. What's going on?
No, nothing. Just an Eras Tour tweet. I was confused. I was really confused. Just Taylor Nation said, don't blame her for repetition. Because she keeps repeating the same outfit. And someone responded, help. And I was confused. I was like, oh, sorry.
Listen, Taylor Nation keeps talking about reputation.
Taylor Nation
is tweeting.
She's a menace.
Like, she's a menace.
I've never seen someone tweet so much in my life.
Absolutely a menace.
They're teasing reputation a lot,
it
feels like.
It's nonstop. Yeah. It is nonstop, for real, for real. Constantly. I forget what I was saying, but I don't think it was that important anymore.
Something about it. An airport. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, it was... I think I was over the airport thing.
Hmm.
Anyway, regardless, whatever, fuck it. No, the trip was great. I got my McDonald's. That's it. I got my McDonald's. I ate my food. Passed out at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up at 5 a.m. today. You got that reverse jet lag. That's the good shit.
The reverse jet lag is that good shit.
It's that good shit. Yeah. And you got your shit together for like 2 days, and then you start doing crazy shit like putting your keys in the freezer, which is the one time where Taylor says jet lag is a choice, and I'm like, well, really, bitch? Because tell that to my keys.
No.
Which I put in the freezer one time like that. I
have a bad issue of leaving my keys in my door.
Oh yeah.
So bad.
Yeah. You're like, oh, you're kind of tired.
Yeah, and you come home, you're like,
fuck. And also you got the bags, you got to lug them in, so you forget them there.
Yeah,
One time that happened to me recently. I think it might have been last year when I got back from Greece. Same thing. My next door neighbor knocked on my door.
That's happened to me too.
And I was like, who the fuck? I was like, I'm not expecting anything. I didn't get any food. Like whatever. I opened the door like a crack.
Yeah.
And she's like, hi, I'm your neighbor. I just want to let you know your keys are in the door. I was like, oh, fuck.
It's so embarrassing.
Thank you, queen. I appreciate it. Meanwhile, my hair is like,
don't look at me.
Sweating. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. Thanks. Sorry. I just got back from the airport.
Yeah.
But so all is well. Everything's good. I'm just hoping that we can ride it into the next couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make sure I go to sleep early
tonight. You want it to go away by the weekend so that you can stay up late.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I am re-listening to, and I think I might download the books as well, because I got really back into my Kindle when I was at the beach.
Love.
And just reading the regular book. I think that's why I finished Kingdom of Ash at the beach. So good. But
did you finish the tandem read?
Can I tell you a secret? So I was doing the tandem read.
Yeah.
I fucking hated Tower of Dawn so much. But with Kaol, right?
Yeah.
The one with Kaol.
Yeah.
I got about halfway through that book, and then I just finished Empire of Storms. Because I was like, this is so good.
Yeah.
So now I'm still reading that book because I'm like, all right, the back info, whatever. But like, I finished the series, so I don't really care. It's not as much pressure. You know what
I
realized?
So do you not
really
need to read Tower of Dawn?
No, you do. You do. You definitely do. I like, they give you a little bit of backstory for the relevant stuff that goes in Kingdom of Ash.
Yeah.
But if I had read it, it would have been a lot better. And you know what? What else I realized?
Hmm.
I never read Assassin's Blade. I didn't know. My thing on my Audible, like, it listed out all the books for
Kelly.
Me. No, I know. So I was so confused. During I was like, I thought maybe this is from those like side assassin books that everyone's reading and like whatever. So I never read Assassin's Blade.
Oh my God. Then I feel like Crown of Midnight didn't have as much. Did you get the emotional like impact? I feel like
I don't remember if it was
Era
of
Fire
or
Crown of Midnight.
I didn't even notice it. Like I was, I loved all of it. I thought it was great. The one that didn't hit hard, or the piece that didn't hit hard enough, is when, but it still hit because it was still like, this is exciting.
Yeah.
And this is maybe a little spoiler. I don't know anybody's names. I don't remember anybody's names at this point, or enough to do spoilers. But when they're fighting in Eelway.
Yeah.
And then they go and they're like coming over the river or whatever. And then that whole fleet with the red haired girl comes through who's like Aelin slash Selena's friend, like an assassin friend. And they were in the desert, something from the desert. But I didn't know what that was. I was like, she's from like the desert assassins, they were calling them.
What book? Do you remember what book this one is? No more talk.
I don't know. It might have been Empire of Storms, but it might have been Kingdom of Ash. I'm not sure.
It's
fuck,
fine.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
But do you
I just started the tandem
Do
read.
You know Desert Assassins, though? Like, do you
know
what that is?
No.
That's I didn't know it, and that's when I realized I missed
the book. Is it not from Tower of Dawn, then? Because I feel like they're in... Aren't they in the desert? Aren't they in, like, Eelway, the...
So maybe that's the part I didn't get to.
Yeah,
I didn't read. It's a girl. Okay. It's a girl who has long, tiny girl who has long red hair.
I haven't
hair.
Met a tiny girl with long red hair yet. Okay. I don't think.
Well, I never met her either. Okay. So I didn't know about her, and then okay. she showed up, and I was like, oh my god, that's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, no, Assassin's Blade is like her backstory with Sam. Do you remember the name Sam?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
yeah.
Her like lover.
Like her
that
lover
he got killed.
Before. Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, yes. yeah, yeah. So it's that whole backstory. So it like it really right. adds an It's more of the emotional punch.
Sure, sure.
Of when she goes back to Rifthold, whatever, yeah, and yeah. like has to relive everything that she went through.
Right.
Assassin's Blade gives you that whole backstory, so that's why it's kind of
got
more
it.
Emotional.
And which, like, where does that fall, Assassin's Blade?
It really depends on where you want it. People say to read it third.
Okay.
If you want, like, more of the emotional
somehow
impact.
I,
some people
I
read
it
first because it's the prequel, so yeah. it happens before everything, so you can read it first.
So maybe that's what I should have done, because yeah. I started, again, my Audible listed it out for me, and it told me books one through whatever, and I was just following that way.
Yeah.
But then I talked to Brittany, and I told her about how I finished, and then she said something about Assassin's Blade. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, what? Yeah. You didn't read? She's like, you missed a whole book. Yeah. I was like, that sucks. So if you're reading any of the Sarah J. Maas books,
yeah, this
then,
is, yeah.
then
make sure you read Assassin's
make sure
Blade.
Make
it's,
sure you know what
crucial,
order you're reading them in.
But yeah, it's definitely, okay. It's really good. And okay. like, it definitely adds a lot more to the story that you would miss if
sure
yeah but okay. it's not end
well,
all be all.
I'm probably gonna reread all of it anyway. Like I said, I'm rereading ACOTAR right now. I'm in the mood because I was so excited,
so
and I made it through Court of Thorns and Roses while I was on the trip, and now I'm at Mist of Fury again.
I want to reread those too.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, they're just so good, and they
so
are
good.
So different from the others. Like they're not obviously like they're all in the same like universe kind of, but it's so much more like love based and like whatever, because Feyre's like, you know, she becomes this
yeah
you know she trains and she's
like
whatever
batty, yeah.
Before that she's not, but I'll tell you what, I'm still at the point where she's very fucking annoying, where I'm like, girl, get
I
over
think she's
it.
Still annoying the entire
no,
fucking
she
series
is. She's
yeah.
annoying for sure the whole time, but she like gets better for sure.
Yeah,
the first book and the second, the beginning of the second book, I'm only on like chapter 10 or something right now. Oh my fucking god, girl, like get over it, get
yeah
over it. Like,
yeah,
it's
so annoying. Aelin yeah. is like the only character that I like Violet too, from Rebecca Yarrow's Fourth
yes,
Wing.
Oh
yeah.
yeah, I love Violet yeah. from Iron Flame, or Fourth Ring, Iron
yeah.
Flame.
Yeah, did
but,
you see Onyx Storm,
yes.
the cover?
Yes, when is it?
It's January
2025?
Yeah.
Or 6? Okay.
I think 2025.
This
yeah,
upcoming
yeah,
January.
Yeah, yeah.
I did. I also saw her post.
I think she's doing too much press for it to be in 2 years.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Yeah. She I saw her post that thing being like, if I'm so and so, I would watch the Today Show tomorrow morning. Blah blah blah. Like she did some promo on her
yeah.
on her Instagram.
She's a whack job.
She is a whack job. Well, they're all whack jobs.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
They come out with these stories, it's like how
yeah, you kinda have to be a whack job
be a little,
to think
a
about
kooky for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So but all those books are the fantasy book series, like we gotta one of these days we gotta do like
I know.
A spinoff of all
I know,
this
we
shit.
Have to.
I know.
We talk it's like it really has taken over my life. Like it's an obsession.
Same.
But the fucking tandem read is killing me.
No, it's the worst.
It's
and
killing
I was
me.
Doing it at first on Audible because
yeah.
I didn't want to buy all the Throne of Glass books because there's so many. And so I was like, all right, I'll just do it like this. And then when I switched over Empire Storms to my
Kindle,
I was like, this is, I'm just going to go right through. Like,
yeah.
it's just whatever.
Yeah.
That's
why
Tower of Dawn is not bad. I really like, Kael's.
Nezrin.
Not Nezrin.
I don't know if I met her then, yeah.
Irene.
Okay, I don't know if I know Irene.
You would know her. She's the one who's helping him get better.
I haven't met her yet.
Oh, have you? Are you just early days?
Yeah, I've like,
okay,
I'm on like chapter 3.
That's not, okay,
yeah, yeah.
that's not spoiler. You're like literally about to meet her like
okay,
any
okay.
minute. Like he's, you know, because he can't, you know, he's got
yeah,
his
he can't
shit
walk,
going
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
She helps him. Her,
okay,
her name's Irene.
Irene, love her.
And I like her a lot. And she's, you'll love her too. But anyway, so,
yeah, but anyway,
and that's
yeah.
and that's book talk
yeah.
on Taylor
Watch.
Watch.
Yeah, sorry guys,
sorry
about
that.
That.
Sorry for getting
sometimes
lost.
When you get deep into that,
I got lost
combo,
in the moment there.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like,
oh. I could talk
yeah.
about it for days and
no,
days.
No, me too.
And
it's
days.
Just
literally,
so interesting. The whole
so
universe
interesting.
Is. So if anybody
yeah.
is, I'm sure I know there's a lot of Swift
there has
crossover.
To be some crossover.
Well,
because
they're
right?
both Sarah J. Maas and Rebecca Yarros
they're
are both Swifties.
Yeah,
so they,
yeah.
You know, I assume that like we're all reading.
I like always like to connotate. Taylor Swift songs to books
for sure.
Like
for sure,
I feel like
I love that.
Yeah, like Tolerate It is Tamlin and
absolutely
Feyre and
absolutely
yeah. Guilty as Sin is Feyre and Rhysand.
Yeah. And you know what it is too? Invisible String, so Rhysand.
Oh,
love that
too.
Love. Anyway,
wait,
okay.
just want to flex that I got the Folkmore dress right.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, 9
Hell
points.
Yeah. Oh my god, a blue
yeah.
too.
I know blue. Yeah.
Wow.
Wait. We need to talk about last night's surprise songs very quickly.
Oh, of course.
Because it was right where you left me, and you guys know rest I love that song. That's like my second to Cowboy Like Me. I'm an Evermore girl and a Folklore girl, obviously. But
yeah, wow, two Evermore. Right, back right? To
I know,
back. She's,
I know.
She's just driving the knife
like,
in
brutal.
On you.
Brutal.
Huh?
And then with also All You Have to Do Is Stay is such a fucking good song,
really
too.
Good one.
And then we didn't even acknowledge on the pod that yesterday was July 9th. Happy.
Happy
July 9th. Happy belated July 9th to everyone who celebrates,
yeah,
to all
celebrate.
Of our sad girls, Last mm-hmm. Kiss. And
Speak
so she
now.
Did Last Kiss and, what did she, what was it? Last Kiss and Sad, Beautiful, Tragic.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I can't
distance,
sing right now. My voice isn't quite there.
Timing, break up, fighting,
go, girl.
Silence, the train mm-hmm. runs off its tracks. Kiss me, try to fix this.
Yes.
Will you just try to listen?
Yes.
Hang up something for the life of us. We can't get back. God, that's a good ass fucking
so
song.
Good. I couldn't say.
Yeah, I
you.
Just want to acknowledge that those were really good surprise songs in Zurich Night 2. You're really, really lucky.
Super
bitches.
Lucky.
Or was
super
that night one?
It was night one.
Night one. Zurich Night 1. You bitches are lucky.
Yep,
as fuck.
Yep, yep. Extremely.
Yeah,
and right where you left me is tough for you. I'm so sorry. And she just sounds so good when she sings it. Place
I know.
Goes wild. Everybody, people
every time.
Really
people
love
that
song.
That song.
I did not know.
It
how
is
many people
it
same
is
with the Lakes. I didn't know people liked the Lakes until the concert started. I thought it was like only me.
Yeah, someone sent us a question. We kind of get this. We get this question every single time. It's
ooh.
What two songs would you pick as like your surprise song
for
mashup?
Sure, for sure, yeah.
And someone was like sorry to Kelly for I Hate It Here and the Lake. Sorry to Gia for Cowboy Like Me.
Those
and
like
you're,
were
you're
our
in
ideal
love.
Ones.
I know.
Like it just even
I
when
know,
I don't
but
even
you
realize
are in
it.
Love. Cowboy Like Me. Like I Hate It Here in the Lake.
So,
like
I
it's
know.
Like she watches the show. She must.
No, she has to. Yeah. She has to. She knows what our favorites
yeah.
are. It's just
yeah.
playing. And again, it's just her winking at us saying,
mm-hmm.
"Hey,
girls."
What's going on?
Yeah.
Which we appreciate. Okay, let's take a quick break and chit chat a little bit about our besties over at Way.
Love you, Way.
I have a quick Way story, actually.
Oh, love.
I was in Greece. Obviously, I've been mm-hmm. talking about it nonstop. It's like we get it. You went to Greece. I brought my leave-in conditioner spray, my favorite. I always talk about it from Way, and I brought it to the beach every day with my brush as well. It was the perfect thing to put in my hair after going in that salty ass water.
Yeah,
the water is very salty. And my hair, you know, got really curly, kind of crunchy, like too much where I was like not enjoying myself at the beach. Quick two spritz, mm-hmm. comb through like nobody's business.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Softens
I brought
it, right
it
out.
Yeah, I brought it out. I was showing everybody. Everybody's using it. Everybody's, you know, it was fabulous, fabulous. So thank you to Way for saving my hair on vacation because it really was. You have to keep it hydrated. Have to keep
yeah,
it
I was saying how I really needed mine because I checked my bag so I couldn't bring anything.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my
or
hair was
carried
just
on, you mean?
So,
yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
yeah
sorry. Mm-hmm. I didn't check my bag. My hair was disgusting. So I used the detox shampoo when I got home and just got all that good gunk
God,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, God,
yeah.
Oh, the minute I stepped through my door, I ran to the shower. I couldn't. Like, never have I wanted a shower so bad. And I didn't have my detox shampoo with me. I only have my other, like, shitty shampoo.
Yeah.
And, it was just perfect. And my hair is looking great today. Obviously, everybody's been complimenting me. They haven't, but I know that it does. But so, as always, Way wants to give you the confidence to live your life. Live your life Way, especially on wash day. Wait, that's the
live your life your way.
Your way. Yeah. I was like, wait, that's the thing you always say. It's funny. Live your life your way, especially on wash day. Whether your strands are fine, medium, or thick, Way has shampoo and conditioner that is your type, from volume to shine to deeply hydrating. Way helps you find your way to good hair days every single day. The shampoo and conditioner made to nourish every hair type and tackle exactly what your hair is lacking. If you want volume, fine hair and conditioner will give you a lift without weighing you down. In between fine hair and thick hair problems, wash your way to a happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. Again, all their products are fantastic. I actually today brought a tote bag in because we have some products on our desks still. And I'm out of my detox and I'm almost out of my spray conditioner and I had more on my desk. So I could bring everything home. So wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theway.com and use code WASH for 15% off your entire purchase. Great deal. That's theway.com, code WASH. Get yourself some. Get yourself better hair. We're sitting here. We're looking gorgeous. Just be like us.
Yeah.
But before we get into voicemails and messages, I have something special that I brought here.
Yay!
That is a gift from one of my new besties from the trip I was just on.
Yeah.
Brought it to me. I believe the I might be butchering this a little bit because he gave it to me after I had a bunch of wine. his sister, I believe, works for the Chiefs or somehow with them, either
Love.
Directly or marketing or something. And she and others got this little book.
Love.
And it is a it's like a child's book, Taylor Swift, by Wendy Loggia, L-O-G-G-I-A, illustrated by
Elsa. Oh my
Elsa.
God, wait, shut up.
Yeah, little, is this not the cutest thing?
Can I see? Sorry.
Yeah.
A Pookie Little Puppy was my favorite book.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God. So then there you go.
That is
they
so
make a bunch
funny.
Others. Yeah.
I loved Pookie Little Puppy. And funny how it's Pookie. Pokey Little Puppy.
Pokey Little Puppy.
I loved that book. Wow, how cute.
Wait, that's so funny. I didn't even really.
Yeah,
I was only looking
at the publication. It's like a well-known
yeah,
children's
it's the little
publisher.
Golden book. Is, yeah, yeah. A little golden book. And I had a million of these
So they
up,
like low-key make a lot of these style of books. And I
for
saw
celebs.
One, for celebs.
Yeah,
and
so,
I saw
on the back here, they've got Julie Andrews, Lucille Ball, Misty Copeland, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Bob Ross, and Betty White.
Love all those people.
Me too.
But I saw a different one in the Chicago airport. Like, they have a bunch, but it was like a bigger book kind of. And it was like low-key, like misogynistic. It was like,
oh,
during the Red Era, Taylor Swift wrote about Jake Gyllenhaal and their
what?
Relationship.
Do you think that's
and, like,
in this book?
She like, I don't know. Well, we'll see. But
we'll see because I have not read it yet.
It was
okay?
crazy. Like the way that they were like talking about her like writing songs about her ex-boyfriends. They were like, she'd rather put their relationship on blast instead of
what?
Talking. Yeah, it was crazy. I was
Wait,
like,
that's so crazy.
Why is this, like,
there's no way that
yeah,
this book
no,
would be handed out if that were the case. Oh my God, these illustrations are so perfect. Okay, so
okay,
we're having story
it.
Time.
Okay.
Just a straight up story. I'm going to show the photos and then
yeah.
I'm going to read as well.
Okay.
Right. Taylor Swift. Taylor Allison Swift was born on December 13th, 1989 in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Her parents named her after James Taylor, a famous musician.
Oh. Aww. Oh, that's a cute pic.
Cute. Scott and Andrea.
Yeah, when they were still
together. When they were young and together. Yeah. Okay. A lot of love surrounded Taylor and her little brother, Austin. The Swifts did many activities as a family. They spent time reading books, visiting new places, and having fun outside.
Aww. Oh,
with the dog.
Did they even have a dog?
I don't know. Put the fact check that. Although Andrea loves dogs. Oh, look yeah. at Austin on Scott's shoulders.
That's cute. The seagulls.
Adorable. Seagull.
Yeah.
The seagulls?
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's Easter eggs in this book. Yeah. Okay. All right. Christmas was one of Taylor's favorite holidays. Mm. And what made the holiday season even more exciting was that her family lived on a Christmas tree farm.
Love.
I really love Christmas. I wish it was all year round. That's a direct quote from Taylor Swift. Everyone pitched in at Christmas time. Taylor's dad mowed the fields on his tractor. Taylor's job, picking praying mantis eggs, egg pods off of trees. This, what? The Swifts didn't want anyone to get a buggy surprise on Christmas morning.
Okay.
Wait, what? That's
this so has to be bullshit, right? Like,
no, but that kind of makes sense because, right, like they had eggs on
no,
the trees.
No, it makes this, the... I love how they're making it into like a story with details, but there's
yeah.
Is that true? Like
I have no idea. Again, we'll have to fact check it. Yeah. But this is a very this is a very accurate depiction of them because in the you know the videos of
yeah,
her,
yeah.
she's wearing this outfit and on that sled, and there's that dog again.
Yeah, there's that dog.
They must have had that dog. Okay. As a kid, Taylor tried lots of different things. Mm. She rode horses. She acted in plays. She wrote poetry. But when she learned how to play the guitar, she knew she had found her passion. Here
cute.
She is playing the guitar. Here she is in a wedding dress. Not sure why. Play, I guess.
Oh, maybe that's her. Yeah.
She's in a play and then riding a horse.
Cute.
People do say she gives horse girl energy.
She does, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. When Taylor has a goal, nothing stops her.
Facts.
She was a big fan of country superstars Faith Hill and Shania Twain, same. And she discovered that both musicians had started their careers in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hmm.
That was all 10-year-old Taylor needed to know. She asked her parents to take her to Nashville. She asked them every day. And finally, when she was 11, it happened. Her mom took Taylor and Austin there for spring break. They drove up and down Music Row, an area with country music recording studios and businesses.
Love.
While Taylor's mom and brother waited in the car, Taylor ran into the offices of various record labels and handed out CDs she made of her music.
Yes.
Here she is.
Cute. And that's true.
That is true. Her hair's not curly enough, though, I'll say that. Okay. Taylor performed anywhere that would have her, including fairs, festivals, and ball games. But sometimes following dreams means doing things other people don't understand. Girls at school were mean to Taylor. Her classmates thought it was weird to like country music so much. This made Taylor sad, but it didn't stop her from doing what she loved.
That's true.
When Taylor was 13, something incredible happened. RCA Records wanted to work with her. Taylor and her family said goodbye to Pennsylvania and moved to Nashville. Her dream of being a country music star was about to come true.
Wow.
And here they are.
And she really was. Oh, I love that they used that picture for her in the American flag.
So
that's
cute.
An iconic outfit.
Yeah, it is.
Very cute.
Adorable.
That's funny how they mentioned that because, like, wait, you saw that video of that old clip of Taylor walking into high school, like Starbucks
in hand. Oh, my God,
hand,
yes.
Skinny
and, like,
jeans,
skinny
high
jeans
heels
and high
on.
Heels, yeah.
Everyone had a bitch that wore high heels to school, and she was always, like, that annoying girl.
It's hilarious
it's so
to me.
Funny that
hilarious.
That was Taylor.
But I also love, too, like, you can totally tell how all the other kids are intimidated by her.
Oh, totally.
And, like, kind of her. She just had
no,
star power at that time.
And it's always the bitch that wore high heels that would be successful.
No, of course.
Totally.
She's
because
dressed
they were
for
confident
success.
Since day one.
Confident, dressed for success. I love part of that clip, too, where she's, like, doing some, like, math equation on the board and, like, beats the boys and she's, like, doing the whole, it's just amazing.
I love
she's,
it.
She's amazing. Okay. For Taylor, writing songs was just as important as singing them, but because she was young, the record company wanted her to sing other people's songs.
Ugh.
And they thought she should wait until she was older before she made her own album.
No.
Taylor didn't agree.
Mm-hmm.
One night, Taylor performed at Nashville's Bluebird Cafe. She sang some of her own songs and some songs from other singers.
Oh.
She caught the eye of a music executive in the crowd who was forming a new record label. Guess who he signed up to make an album? Taylor Swift. I know all this feels a little tainted now.
They didn't include his name.
I know.
Good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. He who shall not be named.
No, I don't see his name anywhere still. Okay.
Good.
Taylor's debut album, Taylor Swift, came out when she was just 16.
Crazy.
She was excited every time she heard her songs on the radio. Her next album, Fearless, was the top-selling record of the year and made Taylor a huge star.
Hell yeah.
Taylor is fearless.
Mm.
When she went on her first concert tour, she took the music world by storm.
Facts.
This book was written by a Swiftie.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. One of Taylor's biggest strengths is storytelling. Her songs tell stories that many people can relate to. Taylor wrote all the songs on her third album, Speak Now.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to a Taylor Swift album is like hearing her diary being sung out loud.
Love.
Oh, we have Fearless.
Cute. Very cute.
Go crazy. This looks like the dress you chose for tonight.
Yeah, true. That's hilarious.
That's amazing. Okay. Let's see. Oh, this is cute. Okay. Many of Taylor's songs are inspired by her life, like The Best Day, a song about growing up in a loving family and having a supportive mom. Taylor and her mom, Andrea, are very close. They talk about everything. No one has known Taylor longer or knows her better than her mom.
That's true.
That's facts.
That's true.
That's facts.
Yeah. It's hilarious. No one's known her longer.
No
yeah.
one's known her longer. Yeah, yeah that's facts.
Yeah.
Trying new things and taking risks is important to Taylor.
Mm.
Even though country music was her first love, she took a big chance and recorded a pop album called 1989.
Yes.
And it was the best-selling album of the year.
Fuck yeah.
Taylor never lets anything hold her back from creating music that she loves. Oh, all the Polaroids.
Cute. Wait, so cute. Look both of those.
Look at with her mom.
Yeah,
isn't that
that's
the best?
Really, really adorable.
It's just adorable. Okay. Yep. Taylor also loves sharing things with her fans. They know that her lucky number is 13. She often hides clues and symbols in her music and videos.
Mm.
For a few of her albums, she surprised special groups of fans by inviting them to secret parties to listen to the album before anyone else. It's so detailed.
Yeah.
They got to hang out at her house, meet her family, and even bake cookies together.
Cute.
There she is. She's got
the
lover
fans.
Hair.
And there's Olivia.
Where?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, oh. No, she's got lover hair.
Oh, okay, okay.
No.
That's hilarious.
Shout out Olivia.
Yeah, shout out Olivia. Swifties for Eternity.
Olivia would love this book.
Yeah.
Swifties for Eternity. Love her. That's hilarious. Okay. Can't believe I fell for that.
Yeah.
Okay. When Taylor likes something, she tells everyone about it.
Mm.
One thing she really likes, cats.
True.
She's got all three in here. Taylor
oh,
has
so
a,
it's up to date.
Yeah, it's really up to date.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, you're going to die when you see this photo. Taylor has a big reputation for speaking out against racial injustice for encouraging people to vote. She stands up for other artists and herself even when it's tough.
Love.
She's not just a superstar. She's a trailblazer. But wait, look at this photo of Jack and Aaron.
Wait, cute.
Jack and Aaron.
Wait, I want to like cut these
cats.
Pictures out.
No, are these not the
yeah,
cutest?
These are really
Again,
cute.
Elise.
Wait, Jack looks like... Like a
hot?
Stud.
I know. It's like hot. So is Aaron, by the way.
Yeah.
It's illustrated by Elisa Chavarri. ElisaChavarri is the
slay.
Illustrator.
She
of
really
this book,
slay.
She really is crushing it. Taylor looks so beautiful.
Yeah.
The cat, Benjamin. Oh.
Cute. Very cute.
So cute. Okay. Oh, last page.
Okay.
Taylor's hard work has paid off. Mm. Her albums have sold millions of copies. She's won multiple Grammys. She's traveled around the world and made people happy with her music. What will she do next? When you're Taylor Swift, the sky's the limit.
Wait, why does this,
why am I gonna cry? I'm literally tearing up.
That's like beautiful, and it's crazy. It's like, so what will beautiful. She achieve next? Like, little
what
did they
will
know,
she
like
do next?
She would achieve like the most insane tour ever. Like, that's so crazy.
Wait, Gia.
What?
This? Oh my god! No, I can't. This author dedicates this book to her daughter, Olivia Joyce. I always have the best day with you.
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wow, that's really, really
sweet. Are
you
fucking kidding me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jet lag is not a choice, Taylor. Like,
oh, my God. That's really funny.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's so cute. What an ending.
What a beautiful book.
What a beautiful book. Wow, that book is way, way better than the book I saw.
Wow. And it says $5.99. I don't know where you get this book. Again, this was, like, given to someone and then given to me. So I don't know if it's on Amazon or if you can buy it anywhere. But it's a little golden book or whatever, like the child's book brand. I can't believe how much I just cried.
No,
that.
I
that
mean,
so
the ending is so sweet.
The ending is so sweet. The dedication is so sweet. Like,
what
oh, my God.
What will she do next?
What will she like, do next?
Yeah, that is
and
so...
And she looks beautiful. And she's in, like, her... Is that, like, her Midnight's outfit, maybe? Like, what is
yeah,
she wearing there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Her Saturday Night Live outfit?
Yeah, maybe Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, kind of a
red
like
lip.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she looks so,
with those earrings.
So
gorgeous.
Good. Yeah, that's so
isn't
funny.
Isn't it so cute? So I'm going to leave it here so we can enjoy it.
I love that.
It's wonderful.
I'm looking at all the...
Thank you to my friend Cayman for giving this to me.
Wow. I'm obsessed
so
with this folklore.
Is that not
one.
The most
yeah.
hilarious?
Yeah.
I can't get over Jack Antonoff.
Yeah, he literally looks like a sexy,
so
sexy
funny.
Man. Wait, I'm obsessed with that.
So good.
Thank you
oh
for
my
sharing
God.
That.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, big shouts to Cayman for giving me this.
Shout
what
out.
What a moment. What a time. Put it over here. All right, well, now
shall
that
we jump
now
into
that
it?
Story time, let's get into
let's
it.
Let's do it.
I hope that was cathartic for everyone.
Yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed that. I seriously enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was wonderful. So cute.
Okay, dokie. We got some good ones today.
Fabulous.
So let's just jump right in with the first one.
Love.
Turn this up, and here we go.
Hi. I had a question for the two of you. Given the timing of everything right now being in July, and a year ago, Travis went to Taylor's concert for the first time and kind of sparked everything with the friendship bracelet. Mm-hmm. Something that I think is interesting is in his podcast almost a year ago, he said, I wanted to give Taylor a bracelet with my number on it, but she doesn't talk before or after the shows, which I find super interesting since now we probably can assume that's not true.
Yeah,
since,
I think I
know you know, she took a picture with Prince William and his kids before the show and Travis was there. Obviously, it sounds like Jason, maybe Kylie was in the room. And it just seems like she is actually talking, or maybe at least meeting people before or after the shows. I wonder if the reason she didn't meet people at that time in Kansas City was because everything was going on with the Maddie Healy breakup, potentially. Mm. I don't know, all speculation, but I absolutely love listening to your episodes every single week, so let me know your thoughts.
Thanks,
Thank
Queen.
You. Thank you so much. Funny you bring up the Roger Federer picture, which I sent to Hubs this morning, but I saw it in a tweet. I don't know if I either sent it to you or if you probably saw it too. It was like, when Travis said that she wouldn't talk to people, you know, behind the stage or whatever, it sounds like the only celebrity she like didn't or only athlete she didn't talk to was Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
because
literally.
Everyone has a picture with Taylor like behind the, you know, either
it
right before or right
yeah,
after.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy
so
to think
I wonder
about.
Like, well, maybe, you know, by the way, like she doesn't fucking know him. Like
yeah.
she didn't, at the time, she didn't know him.
Yeah.
Why would she be like, yeah, sure, this random football player, no offense, random football player.
Yeah, maybe she didn't want
to
meet
come
him.
Up to me. Yeah, like I'm all set. Like maybe, I wonder if like Patrick Mahomes and his wife are like, oh, you know, star quarterback, just won the Super Bowl, whatever. You know, Travis is important too, but I wonder if she would have said yes to any other like people to me.
Yeah.
Or like the coach or something, or like I don't know, but
maybe she just was in a mood that day and didn't
yeah,
want to
feel
yeah.
like talking to people. Like
yeah,
I get,
especially like
I
she does make a good point with the Maddie Healy thing. Like that's probably around the time when obviously they had to have been broken up or
yeah.
just of broken up. So
well, when he was rusting her sparkling summer.
Yeah, so maybe so maybe she was just like, ugh, I don't want to deal with another fucker right now.
Yeah, maybe
don't want to deal with a man. So no,
exactly.
I don't want to see you.
I think it worked out even better because I think that him
yes.
him obviously, but I think that him talking about it on his show and like being cutie about it was like in itself a grand gesture.
Right.
Because like, she had said a bunch of times, like, no one ever, people don't ask me out. Like, I don't get, like, people aren't like whining and dining me. Like, it's just not a thing. And it sounds like that was the, Travis heard that and said, well, I'm going to do that.
Play a little hard to get.
Play a little hard to get.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
she's
like
she's the most famous bitch in the world. She's like, you can't just waltz backstage and say hello.
And give me your phone number.
Yeah.
Like, you got to fight for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I also wonder if maybe that was just a story that Travis just like made up.
Oh, yeah. It could have been. Yeah. It could have been.
That also could just like not be true.
That would be. And he could never confess to that. He could never be like, yeah, actually, that was, I was kind of kidding about like making a friendship bracelet for her. Like I just said, like I'm, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
he
right.
could never go back because everyone's
no,
like,
because
he
everyone,
made a
right yeah,
bracelet.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'll be real. Well, if it's got his phone number on it, we wouldn't see the picture. But like he could blur out the numbers. It's like show the bracelet.
Yeah, that's
blur
true.
The numbers, show the bracelet.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But who knows? I think that we should
that
keep our
would be
eyes
held in like a fucking museum.
I know it'll be in like the Taylor Swift Museum in Nashville or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that we talked about this a couple weeks ago. What are they going to do for our anniversary? Is there something going to go down? It is like right upon us, right? Like it's like, you know, this week or something.
Yeah,
next week, the Kansas City show, like right when it was about to happen because it was right after 4th of July. But I don't know if, you know, it's the part of the thing like, no, you're not coming to the wedding. Like, I don't think we're going to be invited to celebrate their first anniversary.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I don't
so
think
I think
so
that
either.
We're just going to have to, we can mark those milestones on our own.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine he's going to post a happy 1 year anniversary, babes. Love you so much. XOXO.
That'd be crazy.
But
I mean,
and
you never
hilarious.
Know these days.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
But I agree with that. I agree with that take.
For sure. Well, I said too, it has people like playing the timeline game too much.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's too much.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. That's something I have.
Hey, Kelly and Dia. My name's Megan, all the way from Arizona.
Hey, Megan.
I am dead center in the middle of this last your Thursday episode, and I have a major crack theory that just popped into my head. And you guys are talking about CS12, what that could be like, and I just had this wild thought that Travis always says that Blank Space is his favorite song. What if, say they get engaged, whatever, she extends on Blank Space and basically tells us that blank space has been, there's no more blank spaces, it's been filled. He's the one, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, I think it would be cute.
Blank Space extended version?
Yeah,
blank,
never
yeah,
happen,
yeah. Blank Space Travis
that's
version.
My mega clown theory. So, yeah, I just wanted to know what your guys' thoughts were.
That's hilarious.
It may or may not be possible.
Hmm.
All right, love
could
you guys.
Be, could be.
Love the
well,
show, and thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Megan. You're the best. Here, something just flashed in my brain when she said
I
that.
Love the idea.
I love the idea.
Yeah.
What I think would be hilarious and a more likely scenario would be, and people would lose their fucking minds. Imagine if, like, she's performing Blank Space on stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then behind her on the big screen, it all goes white. And it's like a list, and there's like a literal blank space, and like his name gets like written into it. You know what I mean? Like it pops up on the screen.
That
would be adorable.
That would be very cute. Or if
he super cute.
He comes out on a bike,
yeah.
and like signs his name, like
no, fully right. Like does like a
yeah.
something,
yeah.
Because yeah, he loves blank space, and I'm sure like
I could maybe see him in a music video. I don't know if I could. Obviously, I just this theory would be fucking wild, but I don't see her collabing with him music wise.
No,
she already did that with Joe, and you know it gets messy,
and yeah, it is a mess. I mean, like, right though, she's done it before, but also what is interesting that even though Taylor obviously collabed with Joe on Songs for Folklore and Evermore, he was never in like a music video or anything.
Yeah.
So, and while our queen Sabrina Carpenter did it flawlessly,
yeah.
I don't know if Taylor wants to like bridge that. Like,
yeah.
Those are her, you know, I mean, like that's more her thing. Although I could be eating my words.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know these days with them. Really, you don't.
You really don't. And I would like.
But I would love a Blank Space extended version featuring.
Right. Or like deleted scene, or not deleted scenes, like bonus footage where it's like Blank Space ends and then all of a sudden it's like. It ends on her or that guy closing the door and her like open the whatever. It could always end on like him, that same guy, like leaving again, and then Travis pulling up and then her at the door at Ohika Castle or whatever. That
yeah,
could
that'd
be cool.
Be so cute.
Like
yeah, people
just
forget
like a snippet. Like it doesn't she won't redo the whole thing, honestly.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Travis has is on Spotify. Him and Jason have a song together.
The Christmas song,
Christmas song. Mm-hmm. Jason is a great singer.
Yes, he is.
And, yeah, I could see them getting into the game. I would love, what was the clip that Jason was singing? I think it was But Daddy, I Love Him. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is what he did. And he was singing it on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I think they should come out with the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart featuring Jason Kelce.
I would remix. Love that. Yeah. I would love that so much. Now that it's been a while, last December, I know we made a joke being like, Taylor's going to be featured on like a Christmas song, Christmas album, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I now feel that's more likely. Like, now this upcoming Christmas.
I wonder if they do like the Philly Christmas thing again. Yeah. If they'll feature her this time.
And she goes on with Jason. Like, maybe not even Travis at all. Like, maybe just her and Jason would be so like hilarious.
It'd
maybe
be
Travis
so cute because she's a Philly girl.
Vocals.
Like, it makes sense. Yeah.
So it kind of fits. I know last year we kind of jumped the gun on it, but this year, I don't know. Sounds like she's gonna be spending a lot of family time with the Kelces for Christmas. Yeah. So, you know, we'll just have to see.
And speaking of the Kelce family.
Oh.
Hi, ladies. So I have an observation. I wanted to know what you thought about it.
Ooh.
Both Travis and Jason have been in the limelight for the last 10 years. Not the brightest limelight, but the limelight. And I think in some ways that makes them respectful of the situations they are now finding themselves in, and yet at the same time comfortable with them being in these situations that Taylor's world has brought to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that they had just the right amount of exposure to the world that she lives in, but not an oversaturation to the point where they're just like, oh, no big deal. So what? I just met the King of England. But that they actually respect and truly are appreciative of the situation they find themselves in. Plus, I think they were just raised right. So anyway, just wanted to know your thoughts on that. Bye, guys.
So the question's kind of just like...
Yeah, she was just kind of saying, like, I feel like since they have kind of been, like, famous...
Fame adjacent.
Yeah. But I guess you could, like, say that about, like, a lot of her exes. Like, they were all famous, too, and they were, like...
Exactly. They were
dickheads.
And you know, probably more famous, honestly.
And, like, jealous. Like
it, yeah.
I think jealous of her fame. Or, like, they didn't... Not jealous, like, they couldn't handle it.
Absolutely. But a common denominator between everybody else, they're all creative types, whereas Jason and Travis are, I mean, maybe they are creative in their own ways, but they're not, like, singers.
Very true.
Like,
and
you
I
know,
feel
that
like they both, like, have always kind of been, like, Jason was, like, the main guy, like, during the Eagles, like, when we won the Super Bowl, like, he was the one yelling at the mic in the full mummer outfit, like... Mm-hmm. Travis, like, he was on a reality show. Like, he likes the attention. He likes the spotlight. And I think that's
why.
They're
certainly not afraid of it.
They're not afraid of it.
They're not worried about it.
Yes. And I think that's why at least Travis and Taylor work so well, because Travis eats that shit up. Like,
Absolutely.
He loves it. And that's the only way I feel like it's going to work. It doesn't work when you have one person who loves to be in the spotlight and one person who, like, has to be in the shadows.
Right.
If you want someone to stand with you, like, you want someone to share the spotlight with you and also, you know, let you shine.
Yes.
And he does that for her. Obviously, we've talked about this a million times.
Right.
But yeah, I do think the way that they grew up and the way that they've always kind of embraced being famous has helped them with the whole situation.
I agree completely. I also think too that it's less pressure because, again, like, all of her ex-boyfriends who have been more creative wise whatever, I kind of get the impression, I know that it's not quite the same, but they're kind of in the same industry. Like, it's all kind of the same. So at the end of the day, there's, like, a level of competition.
Yeah.
And I think that, especially when it comes to men, like, having to deal with, like, a woman who's more successful in, like, a similar field.
So true.
And I think that, like, they do completely different things. And so they both are the top of their game. All of them are the tops of the top when it comes to what they do.
Yeah, that's so
true.
And
so I actually think that watching Taylor be so comfortable and casual about her fame probably shows them, like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, if I get more famous because of this, like, she can do it, so can I.
Yeah.
Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's almost like learning through observation, like, how she handles these high levels of fame. I think, like, they're not that they're taking notes, but Travis for sure probably has had conversations like, okay, fuck, I don't want to, you know, I want to make sure I'm doing this right, and you're so good at this, so maybe, you know, how would you approach the situation, and then maybe take that in turn. I also think that, like, like she said, they're just raised right, kind of.
Yeah,
just, they are truly themselves. Like, they're not pretending to be anyone else. They're not putting on fronts. Yep. They're not acting. They're not whatever. And, you know, what you see is what you get. Yep. They are who they are. And I just think they're just good people.
Yeah.
You know, they're good people. And they care for the people that care for them. They know where their bread is buttered. You know, you never would see Jason or Travis being like, fuck off. Like, I'm so sick of the Swifties, or I'm this, I'm that. Like, they'd never speak
ill. The way that they've embraced, like, the new fans on their show.
Right. And I also think, too, you know, obviously not the case, but if something were to happen, not even so much in the relationship, but like to Travis or to Jason, where people wouldn't like it or Swifties wouldn't like it, I still think that they'd like handle it with grace. You know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't then immediately be like, oh, the Swifties are crazy.
Agreed.
Whereas I feel like her like exes and other people that have been in her life are quick to blame the Swifties. Uh-oh, was it Evil Eye?
No, sorry.
No, I was listening, I know you were, but I know you're looking at
pink and yellow is what I guessed, and it was yellow and purple.
Fuck.
I know.
That's
sorry.
So close.
That's
fuck. No, I literally saw your eye twitch, like evil eye. I was like, oh my God, something's going on. Swift alert. Like, must know.
That's hilarious.
No, I'm glad
I'm
you're
sorry.
Keeping up, because I didn't. So
but yes, I agree.
Up.
And I really agree with the point that you made about Travis being at like the top of his field and then being in such two complete
different
fields.
It's much easier to support.
Easier to support, way easier to make less comparisons. Mm-hmm. And it's the fact that he's the best tight end in the world. She's the best pop star in the world. Like, there's no power imbalance.
Exactly.
So
they're like, really evenly matched in that way, which is great. Let's take a quick break and chat a little bit about the mystery illness that I have still coursing through my veins.
Oh.
Not sure what's going on with me. I don't know if you guys can tell. Can you tell that I have like a horse
voice
and a fucking stuffy nose?
You sound fine to me.
I feel like I sound crazy, but I have this like post-nasal drip going on for 2 weeks now. I got a cough every so often. I've like lose my voice in 5 minutes. Like, it's crazy. But I'm not like sick anymore. Mm. I was sick. Yeah, you're like, No, I was so sick, like to the point where I was like, I mean, I got my family sick. Like, it was a whole thing. But feeling better, although I still have a little bit of this like and I do think I need to like go to the doctor and see what's going on, maybe get a little nasal spray, a little something.
Love.
And I'm running directly to ZocDoc to find someone to help me with that, maybe go to like a little sinus specialist. I don't know. Thank God for ZocDoc.
Yeah, seriously,
being an adult has its high points. That's what ZocDoc says. You can eat ice cream for dinner anytime or hang out. This is a funny thing that ZocDoc is doing. They're telling us to tell a story, and I have already told a story, so I don't even need to tell another story.
Well, I can tell one quick story.
You tell a quick story.
I use ZocDoc to get my psychiatrist. So
oh my God, really?
Shout out to ZocDoc. Yes, for real.
That's great.
Yeah,
I love that so much.
Shout out Katie, my psychiatrist. She's a goat. I use ZocDoc because it's so easy.
That.
You just put your insurance in, and it tells you what psychiatrists take your insurance.
That's
and now I'm not crazy, and I don't have as bad of anxiety. Thank you to ZocDoc for that.
That's fabulous.
Yes.
Oh my God, both of us are on the train for ZocDoc.
Yes,
and
I love ZocDoc. It's fucking free. I don't understand why people
It's amazing. So like you said, it's a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors, choose the right one for your needs, and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about in-network appointments with more than 100,000 healthcare providers across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, eye care, skin care, to much more. Sinus for
Nikki
me.
Smokes needs to get on that dental
health.
Oh my
health. Fucking God. Yes, he does. How embarrassing for him. 9 cavities. Oh
crazy.
My fucking God. It's insane, actually. You can also see their actual appointment openings, choose a time that works for you, and click to instantly book a visit, which is the best thing about ZocDoc, because you can go and like they have everything listed out. If you
makes
can't,
getting an appointment so easy.
It's really just beyond. Plus, ZocDoc appointments happen fast, typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even score same day appointments. Just fabulous, fabulous all around. So if you are needing a doctor, needing a specialist, needing anything, head to ZocDoc for your needs. Stop putting off the doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Keegs to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Keegs, ZocDoc.com/Keegs. Love that.
All right, Kelly and Gia, quick shout out to my wife for turning me from a casual Taylor Swift enjoyer to a full-on Swiftie.
Yay.
And thank you so much for your podcast, for helping me break down the songs and giving me the lore and backstory to connect with her even more. My question is, as we know, October 7th, the Chiefs play the Saints, and Cam's brother, Killeen, is on the Saints.
I didn't know
what
that
are the odds you think that he goes in the booth with Taylor that night? Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
Ooh, I'll tell you something. I think that, the odds are low because that might be when she goes to Miami.
Ooh. October 7th. Yeah, you're right.
Because I've been eyeballing it. So I think it's like.
Because isn't it like October 9th is Miami?
Yeah, I'm going to look at the calendar. Let's see. October. Oh, no.
Oh.
Monday, no, it's a Monday 19th. Night.
Yeah, it's the 18th, 19th.
So then probably, ooh, I bet anything. Shit, yeah. I bet anything. Especially
wait, that would
now,
be so fun to see Cam.
So cute.
And they could like, they're going to have like a fake rivalry.
Yeah, they
can
do a whole thing. Yeah. Right. Like,
I didn't realize
stuff.
That Cam's brother is on the Saints. Is that the same one that was on the Chiefs?
Yes. Oh, okay. That's how they know him.
Right.
And then now he's on the Saints, yeah.
Okay, slay.
I didn't know where he was. I knew he was on another team. I didn't know it was the Saints.
What an accomplished family the Saunders are.
Oh, my God, I know. Yeah. They're so great.
Yeah, they're so great.
They're just
and
just
I
exciting.
Have a feeling that Cam is going to, like, get famous.
Oh, absolutely. Like, well, it's only a matter of time.
Like he's going to become, like, his own little influencer lifestyle.
Absolutely. And I hope he does, by
me
the way.
Me too. Oh, totally.
Or, like, I would love for him to open, like, a dance studio. Like,
ooh,
dance. Like, a
very
dance
fun.
Show
yes.
With, like, all the dancers. Oh, we just love the dancers. We love
dancers. I'm also just so excited to see Taylor back in the... I also love that this caller knew Cam, like, knew who Cam
yeah.
was.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Like, yeah. I'm very excited to see her back in her WAG era and all that stuff. And, yeah, I'm excited to see all the new people that she brings with her this time around.
Me too.
And yeah, I love the relationship that she has with her dancers. It seems like they all genuinely love her and like they all love her, and it just seems like they have such a good relationship.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I'm excited.
Fun enough, like certainly a relationship enough to go to a football game together.
Totally,
like
totally.
This, like that would make total sense. Oh, that'd be so fun.
So fun.
Oh, I hope that does happen.
Especially if like Travis and Cam like interact the way that they do on Instagram and
definitely.
Stuff. Yeah, like they definitely all seem close.
Yeah, he would go to like support his brother, support Travis at the same time. And
yeah.
He would wear like a half, like he'll pull a Donna Kelsey and wear like a half Chiefs.
Imagine
half,
if he does that. That'd be so funny.
Saints jersey.
Yeah, yeah. I would
so
love that.
Cute.
That would be really
so
funny.
Cute. It'd be like, Kel
except if
Wanders.
I was Cam's brother, I'd be like,
no,
your,
I'd be like,
that's
no,
not
you
even your brother.
Me. Yeah, so you support me, bitch. No,
yeah,
that's
just
exactly what
the boyfriend of your boss.
Absolutely. Yeah. Boyfriend of your boss. That's facts, though. That's facts. Oh, good. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah.
October 7th. We'll have to.
October 7th.
Love this guy for checking out the. Checking out the schedule ahead of time.
Yes,
thinking
seriously.
Like that. That's amazing.
I saw
love.
Someone make a full ass fucking like calendar.
Oh yeah, we gotta
and
get
I
hands
was like,
it.
Okay, I know, but like,
but it's psycho
to plan out from like October. It's like kind of crazy.
Wait, but I think
more fun to be like, oh, is she gonna be there? Is she not?
No, true. I like that too. I like the surprise. Swift Alert does not post. They only post her concerts, not other events. Like not like a Chiefs game is
yeah,
this day.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good. Okay, but yes, I am interested to see that kind of calendar. And just kind of like you said, I like to be surprised, but I do like to maybe be prepared, or I like to know whether or not she may be there or she definitely won't. Like, I don't care if like, yes, she's there or no, she's not. I want to know if she's has something else that will stop her. Like if she had a concert there, I'd be like, oh, then I'm not going to pay attention that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's like, oh, she doesn't have any concerts, she might go. And then it's a surprise. She's there. That's
yeah.
fun. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one.
Hey girls, just wanted to say how much I love your podcast and listen to it every week, and you guys just keep crushing it, so
thank
keep
you.
Up the great work.
Thank you.
I thought this would be the best place to shout out fellow Swifties, but I took my 8-year-old daughter to the Amsterdam Night 3 show this past weekend, and it was her first concert ever.
Oh my God.
And I cannot tell you the impact that the other concert attendees had on her on Saturday night, from handing out child-sized friendship bracelets that they'd made specifically hoping that they would see kids there, to complimenting her outfit that she had spent so much time planning, to asking her what she was hoping for a surprise song or what song in the set she was most looking forward to, just really including her and making her feel seen all night long. It was absolutely incredible. I have 4 kids and have taken them to all kinds of different events over the years, and truly nothing matched the vibe of the Eras Tour, and it was just such a special and safe feeling to know that all of these other attendees were hoping she was going to have the best night ever to the same degree that I was, and it just meant so much. And so if you've been at the show and taken care of another fan, or you've reached out in some way to another Swiftie to compliment their outfit on this tour, or to acknowledge or see the effort that they put into what they were wearing, or just to, you know, make sure they've got water if they need it or anything. Just the way that people at these shows are taking care of one another is truly so special, and just wanted to shout out all those people that make that extra effort up for this tour, because I think it makes it a really special place to be.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet. Oh, my God. That was a good. Thank you really, so much for calling
really,
in
thank
and
you
telling
for calling
us
in.
That.
That was
so
really
sweet.
Sweet.
It is. It's so true, though. Like, and this is why it's hard to explain without going or without being like a part of a Swiftie community. Like if you're a casual fan and you don't really know the vibe, then it's hard to express how it makes you feel like that. Like this little girl, she's going there first concert. If I see a child at the Eras Tour, all I'm thinking is like new gen Swiftie. Like she has to have the best night. Like just, you know what I mean?
It
like,
is
kind of
crazy
about
how she's able to keep all of her fans now. And she still has all of these
and it's
new
just, right,
younger
it's just,
fans
just,
too that are obsessed.
Raking them in. You know what I mean? It's like we're collecting all these people. It's just, it's amazing.
I love baby Swifties. Like nothing makes my heart, my cold dead heart like beat more than when I see like a TikTok of like a baby Swiftie like crying at the concert or like their mom is playing it on the TV and they're dancing and they have their full outfit. They're singing the songs. It really is just so cute because it warms my heart knowing that these little girls have such a great person to look up to and that their mom parent or whoever is raising them is opening up them up to that world and showing them like the close-knit community and the girlhood and just everything that comes with being a Swiftie. I feel like that's a lost thing nowadays, like having a strong woman to look up to like
absolutely
that.
And that's part of it. It's that she's an amazing role model. Like she's someone to look up to, whether you're 8 years old or whether you're 33 years old. She's someone to inspire you to look up to and makes you feel great. And everyone that's a fan of her appreciates her and in turn appreciates others who recognize how great she is.
Yeah.
I think that's how the community kind of, you know, thrives so much. Yeah. We just all have this mutual
Everyone's
love
just
for something.
So nice.
And we all know, like, I know immediately. If someone's Swiftie, I'm like, oh, no, we get along. Like, we're good.
Exactly.
Or at least base level, we get along, you know? And I think, too, that the like, kids going with their moms or their dads or parents or whatever, it's such an exciting bonding experience because, like, her range is crazy age-wise. Like, it's all over the place, and everyone can enjoy it. Like,
it really is bonding.
You know, I'm talking about, Nikki Glaser last podcast, but she also, she took her dad this time around. She'd been going with her mom a bunch. She took her dad. Her dad was watching the crowd clap for her, a long clap after her champagne problems. He was tearing up.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, it's just amazing. And everyone looking around, like watching everybody
it's
just
crazy.
Like, cheering for her and getting excited for her. And I just think that you're right. There aren't very many like top to bottom great, successful, powerful female role models that really don't like, you know, push the envelope, I should say. Like there are plenty of women out there crushing it and doing great and we love them. But, you know, some of them have like party vibe or you know, whatever else going on. And I think that she just has consistently been someone who we kind of feel like that she's just like us.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
And
it's the Eras Tour is
so
just such a positive environment.
Yeah,
and I always think it's so funny because Harry Styles called his tour like Love on Tour. Mm-hmm. And it couldn't have been less than that.
No.
It was not Love on Tour. No. It was Bitterness on Tour.
Yeah.
At least in the pits.
No,
the
it
girls
was.
Girls were always
well, it was,
so mean
it was,
to each other.
It was, he named it Love on Tour and it was actually a fight for his love. Like
yes,
that's
yes.
That's what people
fight
turned
for
it
my
into.
Love
fight
on tour.
For my
yes,
love on
yeah.
tour.
Whereas
and which he didn't ask for that, but that's
also
how
maybe
took it.
I feel like it's a tough comparison because he's like a male artist, so I feel like
that's true. That's
there's
fair,
like
that's
girls
fair.
In the crowd that like
girls
genuinely think that they will like marry him,
which is insane. Yeah,
but I will say the Eras Tour, such a positive environment. I've never felt more welcomed, more you know, just safe.
Safe is a great word. She used that word too.
Safe,
it's so
anywhere
true.
Where
like,
you
I don't
can
go
just
to the Eras Tour and think, oh, someone's gonna like
something bad. Yeah.
I don't feel nervous walking around by myself. I
yes,
don't feel worried.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, and as a woman,
everyone's
like,
just
sometimes
like,
you do.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
everyone's just super nice. And like when we were in Paris, like people were taking pictures of Kelly's outfit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Everyone was just like really hyping each other up. So it was
supportive.
It's just it's really nice and it's really beautiful to see younger girls, little girls, be able to experience that at a young age
absolutely.
And get a feel for that for, you know, and then they can continue to put that out into the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, that's, oh, I'm so glad they had a good time.
Yeah, me too.
That's
me
so
too.
Sweet. Amsterdam Night 3, too. That was a good night.
Yeah, that was kind of like me.
That was yeah. That was Travis and Patrick and Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, lucky. Oh no, that was Tavis matchup. Sorry, Kevin like me was night two.
Oh okay, yeah.
Tavis matchup. She got Tavis matchup. Oh my god, it's crazy.
Wow.
Okay, this is DMs. Hi Kelly and G, I love your podcast and your styles and insights. Ooh, I'm a longtime sports fan, but was previously a moderate Swift fan as I only really knew the big hits and singles effectively. Mm-hmm. Over the last 6 months or so, I've dived into the albums as a whole and am far more of a fan and more aware of how remarkable a star Taylor is. Red is my favorite album and Holy Ground is my favorite track. Another one I really like from Red is a song that I feel like most fans categorize as a weaker bubblegum pop song in Stay, Stay, Stay.
Oh, I like the
levity of it and appreciate it as a sweet, happy song. It's incredible how she has manifested the football star love in the lyric when she references the football helmet. Mm-hmm. Same with the You Belong With Me music video. Just crazy how a 12-year-old lyric and older ones, too, have new meaning at the present time. Sure hope it's endgame for TS and TK, as they seem to be such a good fit and never have worlds collided like this before in such a positive and fun way. Ernest.
That's fabulous. Oh, Ernest. Yes. That's his name?
I think Ernest is his name.
Thank you, Ernest. Yes, thank you, Ernest. Oh, my God, King. We love you so much. That's so sweet. Thank you for
Holy Ground is such an underrated song.
Unbelievable song. Very underrated.
I got it that does as a have
like
song.
I know you did. It does have like a... I feel like Holy Ground has a cult. Like a cult following.
Yeah, I really like Holy Ground.
Similar to other songs. Stay, Stay, Stay. I think that I maybe even on this podcast have kind of rolled my eyes at that song. But I whatever. If I did... I'm not sure. I take it back, obviously. But I also don't, it's not that I don't like that song. It just gets stuck in my head like crazy. Like
stay, and All You Had to Do Was Stay kind of gets mixed up in my head.
Yeah, but
they both kind of have like sad, not sad, because Stay, Stay, Stay is like very cute lyrics, but like emotional lyrics.
Yeah.
Hidden behind like a pop.
Well, they're both kind of like desperate songs. Yeah, you know what I mean? They're like, just please, similar to you, all you had to do was stay, have me in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why'd you have to go and lock me up when I let you in? Like, it's just, I fucking love that song.
I know.
But Stay, Stay, Stay is like the cutie version of All You Had to Do Was Stay. Yeah. You know?
It is crazy, the football.
There's so many references.
So many football references.
I know. That invisible string, it just goes on.
Yeah.
I love when people are like, it's no longer a string, it's like a straight up rope at this point.
Yeah,
like,
it's a metal bar. You know?
Yeah. It's a metal bar, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that message, Ernest.
Thank you,
very
Ernest.
Sweet.
So sweet. Love you.
Okay. Hi, Kelly and Gia. I'm a huge fan of the show and love tuning in every week. Recently, I had an amazing experience wearing Dave's Eras jacket. Ooh. I was chosen to wear it for Taylor's London Night 3 show at Wembley, which was a true honor. Wow. After London, I flew to Dublin to pass it on to a fan for Dublin Night 1. While in Temple Bar, I unexpectedly ran into Paul Sidoti.
Oh, I've seen this video. I saw this girl on the video. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so glad she wrote in.
Me too.
Okay.
Taylor Swift's lead guitarist. I had the chance to share the story of Dave's Eras jacket with him, and he was amazed by how it travels from fan to fan across the world. I'm curious, do you think Taylor herself knows about Dave's Eras jacket? Even if she doesn't, being part of this tradition has been incredibly meaningful. It's amazing to see how Swifties have come together to keep this tradition alive. A big shout out to Dave for starting such a special trend, Sam. Shout out, Sam. Thank you so much for writing in, because I was so curious about that, too. I saw the TikTok of the girl of Sam meeting Paul, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Dave's Eras jacket.
I sent it to Dave.
Paul.
I said, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And what, so
did he answer?
He didn't answer, but it was you know, whatever. But he, I forget, it was like a weird time that I sent it. But I think he may have commented or shared it. Oh, why is my credit card up? He might have debit card. Am I lying? I just lied and said credit card. I don't have a credit card.
Neither do I.
Maybe it was reshared or something, because everybody was tagging him in the comments. Like, I'm sure he saw it. But so that video was crazy. And to answer her question, do you think Taylor knows about the jacket? I think absolutely. And I think so, too. I think she knows everything. I think she knows everything that goes on all the time. I think she knows. Like, and this is not us.
Has Taylor Nation ever acknowledged it?
No.
Okay.
Or the jacket?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so either.
Which is a little surprising, actually. But then again, like, I think that Taylor is very aware of Dave and in turn, like, maybe us. And I'm not saying that in a way of like, she knows who we are, like, we're popular, whatever. I just think that there's nothing that gets by her or Tree or anything. And like, if we were doing this podcast and it was like one that she hated or didn't like or something,
right,
like,
we get like a C&D or something,
I think something would happen. Like, yeah. I think that we would get an alert as to like, this we do not approve.
Yeah.
Know? And it's, I think, also with,
like,
Dave.
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
I just think with Dave in general, that itself is a whole nother thing. Like,
yeah,
liking Dave is one thing. It's an interesting area, like, because the fans are crazy. Like, people don't like, some people have thoughts about Barstool Sports as a whole, mm-hmm. that maybe these judgments that they've made, these notions that they've made, and they don't know the, you know, mm-hmm. all the details. They just, like, blindly hate, yeah. or have a certain feeling about Barstool,
yeah.
as a whole.
Yeah.
So I think to like highlight Dave and talk to Dave and you know, be his friend or whatever, I think that some people might see that and be like, well, Barstool Sports, what the fuck, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, and like start bringing up all the bullshit.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that is part of the reason why there is no like interaction at this point. But I do think that that the times are a changing.
Yeah, me too.
And I also think that it's only a matter of time until Dave gets to meet Taylor. Like, that to me is like, he'll meet her for sure.
Yeah.
And so will we. No, I think it's more likely that he will than we will.
Yeah. But I also feel like it's started off as a fan thing, and it's always been a fan thing. Like, if Taylor like acknowledged it or anything, if like Taylor Nation got involved, I feel like it would add so much more pressure
to
passing it, and like people who too want big. It. Yeah, like it would become too much.
It's
of
already
a
kind less, of a problem. Like,
yeah,
it's a,
yeah,
like,
it's hard.
It's
I mean,
hard.
We had it, and we had freaking DMs up the wazoo,
out
being
the
like,
ass, and we said 1,000 times, we don't
like,
choose.
We don't choose.
We just,
yeah.
we just go with it, and whoever runs the account, they just run the account like out of the goodness of their heart. Like, they're not getting paid. It's not like it's one of our social people. Like, it's somebody who just does this and coordinates this on behalf
like
of Dave and the Swifties.
It takes away from like the fan part of it. And I just feel like it would get way too crazy.
Yeah.
Because then everyone would like, and it would become less of a fan, like a genuine like love for each other fan thing, and more of like a, I'm doing this for Taylor's attention type of thing.
Exactly. Like, so I want to wear this jacket because it's, you know, it's,
yeah.
I get all the, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. But that's exciting that she got to wear. I love that. And got to give it to Paul and talk about it.
Yeah,
Paul.
It's crazy how she's had Paul with him this entire time.
I know. I love it.
Really nice.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Another
shout out, Paul.
If she didn't, or if she doesn't know about, or didn't know about the Eras Tour jacket at all, I do think that Paul would like pass a message on like that. Be like, I met a girl who was wearing a jacket that has gone to all of your shows since MetLife. And, like,
You
know what I mean? Like, that's a cute thing that to like, oh, by the way, I ran into today?
I'm
it's
sure.
It's just a cute story. So
yeah.
even whether she knows, and like if it goes as deep as like the Barstool thing, maybe. But I just have kind of always had that theory in the back of my head. But I think she definitely like would know it or would hear the story after Paul's.
Agreed.
That's like
agreed.
The top of the top.
Yeah, that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Very jealous.
Me too.
Okay, last one. Hi, Kelly and Gia. Love the podcast. The past few weeks have been so crazy with Taylor news. Mm-hmm. I've looked forward to your podcast every week to listen while I'm at my office job. My question for y'all is, do you think that Taylor would announce if she was engaged, or do you think that she would wait until she was married to avoid the extreme stalking and nitpicking of her every move to catch a glimpse of the wedding? I used to always be in the mindset that she wouldn't share if she was engaged. She would just tell us she was married at some point. But with that ET article after her and Travis went to Italy, and then all of the highly speculative articles from reputable sources like CNN after the mashups last weekend, do you think that all of this talk of engagement is going to result in an announcement? Or what all these articles with no denial or confirmation from a source close to either? You think they deny it at this point, but they're just kind of letting the rumors linger. And I don't want to be overly speculative about her personal life, but I can't tell if she's leaning into it or if I'm reading too far into things. This was way longer than I intended. Oops. Thank you again.
That's funny. Cute. Yeah. Great question. And also, I kind of am in the camp of like, we're not going to know anything ever.
Yeah.
And then maybe she'll let us know she's married. Like,
I
think
she's
right. The speculation, all the stuff that went on when they went on that trip, it was just like, it's almost more annoying than like, you know, the common trope. It doesn't happen to me anymore because my mom got smart. But when parents are always like, are you getting engaged soon? When are you getting engaged? When you have a boyfriend that's like serious when they're like,
and you go on a vacation together.
You go on vacation, it's like, are you getting engaged on the trip? Like, that's for regular people, that's annoying.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't
imagine Taylor.
Yeah. It must
Although,
be so fucking annoying. They have only been dating for a year.
I know. So
like,
everybody can chill.
It is so crazy
the
to
only,
me that people
I
are
think
pushing
that,
it so hard.
I totally agree. I think the only thing that we, you know, we got that Entertainment Tonight, our trusted source, said, like, it's getting serious. It's very serious. Their relationship is serious. I think that is all we need to know. That's it's
and
very
just because
serious.
She's like happy and singing these love songs, it doesn't mean that she's engaged.
Right,
you
right,
know
right.
What I mean?
That might not.
Like,
right, that doesn't
like
necessarily mean anything.
Seems
she's
like
happy,
very
she's
happy
and in love
in her relationship. Yeah. So it's hard to speculate because I don't know. I as someone who doesn't see themselves getting married for a very, very, very long time, mm-hmm. I just hate the idea of like everything that she does, every happy song she sings, every love song she sings, every vacation she goes on with Travis. Mm-hmm. It's like, is this going to be an engagement? Is this going to be an engagement? It's just
it's
like
exhausting.
It doesn't really matter. Like they're happy together. It's so exciting that they would get engaged, whatever. But like at the end of the day, we're not going to know jack shit about the engagement.
Exactly.
We're not going to know any of the personal stuff, like anything about the wedding, whatever. You can't come to the wedding.
Exactly. No, you can't come to the wedding.
I just feel like the engagement talk just needs to take a little bit of a breather just because they haven't even been dating for a year.
Right.
Barely a year.
I also think that the, exactly. Like it's just a short amount of time, but
I get why this person thinks
for sure. Yeah. For sure. Also though, I think we have to remember that like, I'm just struggling with how to talk about this without sounding like cynical or something. I don't want people to think that I'm like shitting on the idea of marriage or anything like that, because I know that so many people are happy, happily married, and they love the engagement. They love the marriage process, like whatever, they love all that. But I do think that we have been conditioned to believe, and Taylor sings about this sometimes, all I am is a one night or a wife, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Is like, in order for us to believe that she's in a serious, happy relationship, there has to be an engagement and there has to be a wedding and there has to be these things. Mm. And maybe, and like, she sings about Romeo and Juliet, got down on a knee and pulled out a ring. Like, she sings about these themes and these ideas. But I also think that, like, you know, right now in time, not everyone is obsessed with engagements and weddings and marriages and stuff like that. Being in the relationship and loving each other and being there for each other is what is most important and is always what's most important. And I'm worried, or not worried, but I know that people my age specifically, I know a lot of people like this, who they're dating and they think, okay, we've been dating for X amount of time. Now we have to get engaged.
Yeah.
Now we have to have the biggest wedding ever. Yeah. We have to spend $100,000 on this wedding and whatever, whatever, whatever. And the love gets lost in it.
Yeah.
And that to me is what makes me not like weddings as much anymore. Because I think that the love gets lost, and the reason we're all here gets lost, because it turns into this spectacle. It turns into this, you know, what do you have here? What do you have here? Where did you get engaged? Where are the photos?
Right.
This, that, whatever. And of course, we love to see those things. And people who get engaged and get married love to do those things and share them and have fun with it and whatever. But to expect it all the time, and when it's not your life, is, I think, a little outdated.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree.
Out of touch.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we don't need to talk like that anymore. Like, it should just be, it's not our business, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, as much as we like to talk about it and speculate and have fun and guess and whatever, at the end of the day, in reality, it's not our business.
Yeah.
And so whatever happens, happens in her life. And as long as she's happy, she's happy.
Period.
If she doesn't get engaged or get married, then that's...
Yeah, she still
that's,
have a
doesn't
great,
mean
beautiful,
anything.
Fulfilling life.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. It doesn't mean anything. Or if she does, and, you know, maybe it means something, but it doesn't take away from the love, which is what's important.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is extremely clear, the love. Especially with these love songs. Like, that is like, of course. She's in love. She's letting us know she's in love. She's giving us as much as she wants to give us.
Yeah.
And with her love story right now.
Yeah. And I think, like, people
grateful.
Saying, like, oh, she's leaning into it. Like, I see that for sure.
Yeah.
And I also just think that it's just her being happy. Like,
she's
it's
just
her,
being happy.
Yeah.
She's having fun with it. Like, whatever. And again, like, I have been in relationships where, you know, you'll make engagement jokes. Like, you'll say these things. Like, it's not, people put so much weight on it, I think. And I think, lately the weight has been kind of lifting off. Like, I've noticed, you know, people don't pressure me anymore. Maybe it's because of you know, the vibe I give off. I'm just like, don't even fucking ask me, like, don't. But I do think that I notice more people like wedding craze and the obsession over rings and things like that. Like, it's kind of now reserved only for, like, famous people and celebrities and stuff. Like, it's definitely died down when it comes to, like, normal people. And I think in Taylor's head, she's obviously the biggest star in the world. Travis is an equally huge star in his own right. Mm-hmm. But in her mind, and in his mind too, in his family's mind, they're just regular people and they're just living their life. Mm-hmm. And if they want to have a backyard wedding in Pennsylvania at the Kelsey's house and you know, nobody's there, then that's what they're going to do. And, like, who cares? And it shouldn't matter. You know, it shouldn't matter. That being said.
Period.
Yeah. That being said, you know, obviously, I would love to follow a journey of planning a wedding with Taylor Swift. Like,
oh,
that's,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. I mean,
of course.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's just interesting stuff. Like,
yeah.
That's just exciting.
I
whatever,
just really want to – what I'm the most interested in is what – if she ever wanted to get engaged, mm-hmm. what her ring would look like.
Yeah, I'm just so curious. Well, we're jewelry girls.
Yeah,
so we're jewelry girls and
we
love a jewel.
And I think your ring says a lot about your personality.
Totally.
And I'm just very interested to see what she would pick.
I am interested as well.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll, you know, maybe she'll have a ring one day. Maybe she'll get a, you know, I don't know. Maybe she'll do whatever.
Yeah.
She'll do whatever. As if she lets us in on it, I'll be grateful.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, I'll know. It's none of my business.
Yep. Agreed. Period, poo.
Mm-hmm. Period, poo. Okay. That was a wow. Ooh. Great episode.
Great
huh?
episode. Yes.
Great questions. Great voicemails. Yeah. Lovely story time. Good catch up. Little book talk on the side.
Yes.
Just a fabulous Thursday.
Yeah. Love doing this show with
me
you.
Me too. So much. Oh, me too, Gia. Don't even cry again. The third time on the show. Come on. No, I love the show so much. And yeah. I'm so happy we're back.
Me
we're
too.
Back on. We're both back for a while now.
Yes.
So we're good. No vacays in the future, I don't think, really.
I'm literally planning for
Zoom next week. No, we're not next week.
But maybe I might be on Zoom for our next Tuesday episode. Not next week, but the week after. Because I'm seeing Mountjoy and Noah Kahan in Boston.
That's gonna be so
and
fun.
I'm very excited.
That's gonna be so
yes,
fun.
So excited.
And we know you love Mountjoy. You wore that T-shirt the other day. I meant to point it out.
Yes.
Cute.
Thanks.
Cool. Love it. So. But anyway, regardless, we love the show. We're having fun. Thank you guys as always for listening, for hanging out with us. If you love the show, you love us. Please make sure to subscribe to everything. Like, comment, share, tell your friends, tell your parents,
tell your husbands, tell your boyfriends,
tell your girlfriends,
tell your cousins.
Tell your cousins, tell your dog, tell your cat.
Tell your cat.
Tell everyone you know. Thank you guys so much as always, and we will see. Oh, what?
Oh, wait, we don't need to do the number, actually,
the number?
Because...
Oh, we could do a quick number. We could do a little sing.
Yeah, okay, ready?
If you guys like the voicemails and messages, obviously, we read all the messages that come into our Taylor Watch Instagram. But if you want to call in and leave a voicemail, like all the lovelies who did today, you can call...
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
And leave a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you guys. Those are my favorite ones, people leave voicemails. So please do.
Love you guys.
See you next week.